Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. A quick reminder that Focus Coaching is available to you, so please check out the links at the homepage on Life, Passion and Business. Anyway, on with the Sunday Reflection. And welcome to a Sunday Reflection. Last week we looked at some research had pointed out that happiness was connected to the relationships that we formed in our middle years. And the fact when we had good, strong relationships, it made us happier as we got older. And while I think that is true, I think connection is the important aspect of it. But I'm exploring that a bit further this week, and I've come to realise that certainly in myself is that when I connect my happiness to things that are outside of myself, it is a recipe for disaster. So I'll be happy when is never going to work out how I want it to. Because the unthinkable can often happen. So I had loads of plans this year for my business and for the family, and none of those have happened. You know, who would have thought that this year would be about staying at home and washing my hands? But what was an interesting discovery this year, despite all those things that I wanted to do and didn't, it has been actually a very pleasurable journey. Pleasurable, horrible word. But it has been a journey of contentment because there has been a level of simplicity. I've mentioned the podcast one of the things many times before. One of my things in life is money story. So when the bills are paid and when there is food on the table and things, I am content. I feel good about myself on some level. And when those things don't happen, I tend to feel not so good about myself. And we all have these things. We all link something to our well-being on some level. It can be quite a challenge to unpack. But when we do unpack these things, wow, the freedom that it brings in life. A number of things this week I did realise around happiness is that, first of all, is that we've got this word confused. We use it as a blanket word to cover a lot of things. So there is contentment. So being content with something. There's being in flow, which is where probably similar to contentment because you're not aware of the time passing. So doing a puzzle or a crossword or doing a logic problem, while you're engaged in that problem, there is something that feeds us. There is something that is driving us forward to complete it and at the same time feel good about complete it. You know, people don't do crosswords because they hate them. So there's a happiness in that process. There is, if you look back and reflect on it, you say, well, I'm happy when I'm doing a crossword. But in the moment, would you turn around and say, this is happiness as I do the crossword? Probably not. There are some obvious components to happiness or certain things that lead to happiness that will help us find a place that is contentment. And it's based around habits, really. So we've talked about gratitude a lot on the podcast. And if you go anywhere, you talk about gratitude. So that's a really simple process. Because when you're thankful for things that have happened or passed, you can and appreciate them, there's a natural feeling of happiness about them. One of the obvious places to go to find happiness is exercise. And I know a lot of people have baggage or things around exercise. But for me, and bear in mind I'm a runner, 5 years ago I wasn't running. And I cannot say to you that when I run, I feel really happy. But I know that when I have done my run, I know when I'm back, done having done my run and showered, I know I feel good about it. Exercise. So you think about that one yourself. Now, forgiveness. This is a lovely one. Forgiveness. The route to happiness on some level is forgiveness. And in there is acceptance. And I'm not even going to go and try and unpack that this time, but I'm going to do a Sunday reflection on forgiveness at some point, because I think it's a really big word and a really big topic and very worth exploring. But one of the big things that we all have to forgive, and it's the most difficult thing person to forgive, is ourselves. And that's touched up with kindness. Being kind to others and kind to ourselves. Both of those lead to happiness. Sleep, get enough sleep. It is a recipe for everything when you get enough sleep. And for one that's getting a bit older in my life, yeah, I am getting a bit older. 60 is not that far away. It is a little bit further away than I'm happy it is a bit further away, but it's not that far away. But as I get older, I notice that sleep is becoming more of a thing for me. I can sleep really well, but I have to get my sleep. Now, goals, and I have a bit of a problem with goals, but goals is a tough word for me. I think it's more about having a sense of achievement and getting through things. Because to me, goals are the signposts on the journey of my life. They're not necessarily the thing that's important, but they are the measure of progress. And so achieving things, getting things done, is kind of really important. And I think there's a lot of happiness tied up in achievement. But here's the thing. As soon as we make those goals as something outside of ourselves, something out of our control, then there is an element of risk in goals. And that is a question about how it sits with you, the person. You know, when you can look at the idea of doing a goal and going, well, I'll achieve it or I won't. If we can do it without attachment to the goal, then they are absolutely perfect. Along with all of this stuff, in terms of finding happiness, is learning. So when we learn new things, when we discover new things, discovery is a great source of contentment or joy. All of these things together are part of that journey, that story that I'm constantly looking for, is the idea of a good life. So this is very much a reflective reflection this week, because I've been exploring some of my own thinking around this. And I would love to hear yours. What is it that you think about happiness, contentment, joy? Or that word that I haven't quite got my head around. So that's definitely it for a Sunday reflection. I'm being very reflective. So I suggest, if you are looking for something to explore this week, pick one of the lists that I just put up and explore it for you. What does it mean? Explore what's my relationship with exercise, maybe, or explore kindness, or explore gratitude. Any one of these habits, any one of these things you looked at would certainly lead you in the path towards, for want of a better word, a good life. So that's it for today. Now, if you caught the podcast on Wednesday with Greg Fearon, good one, it was worth a listen, you will have heard my reminder about focus coaching. And I want to remind you again, what I am very conscious of is that we are in strange times and we all must move forward and get stuff done. And, you know, I urge you, if you are struggling with anything to get something done, to move anything forward, focus coaching is a really powerful tool to get you moving, getting you into action. So please check it out. You'll find the link to focus coaching on the homepage at Life, Passion and Business. And it explains the whole process to you. It is very simple, 20-minute sessions and very affordable. So please do check it out. So that's it for me for this Sunday. So thank you so much for your time and attention. And I will speak to you on Wednesday. All the best.